Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is an impromptu scheduled podcast slash rant slash getting things off my mind once again about this world that we live in and this place that I have to go back to in September. Today, I'm going to talk about women's rights because I'm not sure if I talked about it in my last podcast, but I am a master's student, black, female, 24 years old, getting my master's in London, and I've decided that my final project is going to be based on female rights and reproductive rights and, you know, all the things that people seem to want to have a say about. I'll start with a little story of why I'm passionate about this. At 23 years old, when I first came to London, was one of the very first times that I chose to be very sexually active. Yes, I know it's the internet, and oh my God, I'm spilling my business, but I feel like it's essential to what this podcast is about. So I got really sexually active with one person, and I realized how much or what exactly it took to be able to be sexually active. It takes a lot for a woman. You have to think about a lot of things. You have to do a lot of things to make sure that your life is still your life. Fortunately, I'm in London, so I get to get access to clinics and STD clinics and birth control and be able to do all the things that a woman should be able to do if she wants to have sex. So I'm on birth control. I have the IUD, and I pay nothing for it because in the UK, women's contraception and STD testing is 100% free. The UK has a very low teen pregnancy rate. Women have sex and have babies when they want, and they seem to be having a pretty good economy regardless of Brexit. But I just watched a video from, yet again, Tommy Lahren from The Blaze, this wannabe journalist who really needs to come out into the world and actually learn a little bit instead of just talking out her butt half of the time just because she wants to be, you know, a journalist. I don't believe that she is a journalist because she's so misinformed. So this video that I watched particularly was about Hillary Clinton and I guess the death of some American people during a war or bombing in one of these countries in the Middle East or something. And what I'm going to say about that is that I hate when people keep saying, oh, just because they killed Americans, you know, killed four Americans. Do you know how many other freaking people might have died in that? Like, not only Americans. Like, stop it. That's the first thing you need to learn. You need to learn that the world is the world, and we are all a part of this world. And regardless of where you came from, where you live, if you die in a war, it matters. And that's the first thing I'll say about her. Like, she's just like, oh, you know, it killed four Americans. What about the rest of the fucking people? And where is your outrage and anger at the shootings that happened in America 2 weeks ago, a month ago, Orlando? You know, why are you not talking about that? Because that is something that's happening here in your home front, in your own goddamn country. So therefore, you should open your big mouth and talk about that too, Tommy Lahren. Like, let's talk about that. Because that's also American lives. So don't pick and choose when you want to be talking about American lives. Like, this is my only argument on that. But anyways, at the end of the video, she started talking about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and how the Democrats want to have free health care and free abortion and whatnot. As a goddamn woman, she should be fucking ashamed. She should be ashamed. She should be upset at herself as soon as she said that sentence. Because for a girl who wants to have a promising career. She's 23, and obviously she wants to have a promising career, you know, as a journalist. Bitch, if you go fuck today and you get pregnant tomorrow, your life is over, because that is the way that society is set up. And I'm not saying that children ruin your life. Children are wonderful, and getting being able to give birth is one of the greatest gifts that a woman can do. But in a society where you cannot choose when you want to have that baby, you know, what is it? Are like, what are we here for? Are we here just to pop out kids? And they keep telling women, oh yeah, we're equal, you could do this, that, and the third. But as soon as you get a job that you like, say life happens and you get pregnant, you really have to sit down and think about what you're going to do. Because one, you just started your career. You just started making money, and now you have to pay for another person. That's hard. You want to be furthering your life, but you have to pause your life because now you have a child that you have to think about. That's hard. It's a lot of sacrifice to be a woman, to do things and be able to get your life together. Like, yes, you can get your life together when you have a child. A child is not a bad thing. It's not going to hinder your life. It's not, well, it is going to hinder your life, but it's not going to end your life. But the fact of the matter is that if I get pregnant now, as a master's student, 24 years old, what am I going to do? I have no money. I barely have a career. I started, yes, I have a long, beautiful resume, but I still am not settled down into a career, into a space that I want to be in. There is no reason as to why the birth control for the IUD, one of the most effective birth controls ever made, is $1,000 in the United States. It doesn't make sense. I don't get it. Because according to my healthcare providers in the UK, it takes about 10 pounds to make the copper IUD. 10 pounds. Today, that's about $15. It takes 100 pounds to make the hormonal IUD, aka the Mirena. So therefore, that's about $150. So if it's that cheap to give one woman a Mirena pill, a Mirena IUD, why is it not free? If you get the Mirena, you're protected for at least 5 to 12 years. You will never need another one. You can take it out whenever you want. You barely have any complications. It's made for your body, and it should be free. But because it's the most effective one, people have to suffer and scrape together dollars just to pay $1,000 for this thing that women should be entitled to. Women give birth to your children. Women bring life into this world. And for some reason, they're not, or we are not respected enough to get something that we need. Also, the thing about birth control helps with so many other problems that a woman might feel in her menstrual cycle, with her period, you know. And I just don't understand why it's not free. It's the least you can do. Stop investing in these insurance companies who are charging an arm and a leg for nothing, in clinics. Start investing in hospitals. If we did away with insurance companies, if we got rid of every single insurance company here and start investing in clinics and hospitals and opticians and stuff like that, we wouldn't have a problem because people can still make money on the private sector. If you want to open a private clinic that is not government funded, you can. But don't be charging $2,000 for an IUD. Charge $400 for an IUD, which is still cheaper. And that's how much it takes, including insertion, removal, complications, doctor's visits for the whole 5 years. It costs about $329 to give that woman an IUD for 5 years. Not $329 a year, $329 for the whole 5 years. And I just don't understand why it's so hard to get it. I think people need to go out and read the facts and read articles because since I've been doing my project, I was able to read a lot of studies and statistics and writings and articles and journals about how this stuff really, really works, how it really happens, how birth control around the world varies. Almost every country, every major country has birth control for free. People in the United States would rather go to Africa and go to smaller countries and go to more, I guess, quote unquote, impoverished countries and give them free birth control than to give it to their own people in their backyard. This is what pisses me off. When I was doing my research, I read something that says a woman who does not have control over her body has no control over her life, which as a woman, I 1,000% agree. The fact that I can get pregnant at any time is a worrisome thing for me. You know, it's very hard to actually get pregnant because you only have about, I think, 24 hours or 10 hours that you can actually get pregnant. But if I had no protection or anything to kind of help me do this, and I'm only sitting here depending on condoms, I'll be a little bit more worried. When I stopped taking birth control, I stopped having sex. Condoms are not 100%. They break, they pop, anything can happen to them. And they're not 100% guaranteed to be protected. And the fact of the matter is that women need more. Like, stop wasting money. I feel like people in the United States government are wasting money giving them to the insurance companies to get funded. We're paying premiums a week. We're paying premiums a year for nothing. For what? The only thing I wish that Obamacare did was got rid of insurance companies. Don't work with them because they're still demons. My insurance company in the United States, they offered me birth control for free, but I was only able to get one. Every single month, I had to trot over to the damn clinic just to pick up my birth control, although my doctor has written prescriptions to give me three at a time, although my doctor has told me to do this, although my doctor has told me to do that. The insurance companies still have their stupid rules. And if I have to get, you know, one, three at one visit, they made me pay. They charged me the full fucking price. And the fact of the matter is that the full fucking price should not be 84 something or 80 or $100 for a NuvaRing. It doesn't even take that amount of money to make. It takes so much less to make a NuvaRing. And I'm just like, I was in college and I didn't live at home and I couldn't use insurance, you know, everywhere where I was. I had to use it at these specific places. So every time I needed birth control, my mother had to go get it and mail it to me, and I had to wait. And there were times that I got it too late or times that I wasn't able to get it in time. And it became such a hassle instead of just giving me 6 months' worth of something that I would have taken, of something that would have been safe for my body to use. You know, it baffles me of how these things work. And my goal when I finish my project is to work with government or work with sexual health clinics and condom brands to really start a service for women that could actually help. There are many brands of birth control out there who actually want these things to be free. I feel as though when you go into these things, actually no, let's not even say it's free, because if you make a nonprofit company that offers birth control for free, the money you get from donations and the government, that helps to support the people who work for you. So people keep using this argument of, oh, you know, it's free. It can't be free because you have to pay the people that make it. First of all, in the $329 that I mentioned per woman, that includes paying the doctor's fees. That includes paying for doctor's visits. So don't use that argument that, oh, you know, you have to pay people to make things. You have to pay people to do this, that, and third. There's certain jobs that you have to go into that you understand you're going to take a loss. And it's become too much about money instead of the right or the health of actual people. You need to sit back and really reevaluate yourself if you think that, oh, you just want a paycheck instead of the greater good of health. My whole situation is that, you know, I come here to doctors and we don't pay anything to see them. And I had never been mistreated. I have been greeted with smiles. I have greeted with different visits. I have been given as much time as I need, patience. I've been with a doctor. There was a Sunday I went to the clinic for something. I can't remember what, but I was with that doctor for about 2 hours and he did not grunt or dismiss me in any way. He was patient. He took his time. He looked after me. He made sure I was fine. When I got my IUD, I stayed in the office because you get a little lightheaded. So I stayed in the office with the doctor for about 10 more minutes after I was done. Like, if this can work here, why can't a big country like America have the same thing? And it's really frustrating because to be reading these statistics and to read these facts, you know, the facts about what it takes, it baffles me. I was reading an article for my project, and it said that it takes about $21 to give 10 million women, $21 per person, to give 16 million teenagers birth control for a whole year, or I think more than a year, something like that. And if you gave each of those women an IUD, they would have no problem. It would save so much money in the long run. It would just do a whole 360 in the United States. And I don't understand why women have to go cry and they have to go yell and they have to go bang on the doors of the Supreme Court to get something like this. Roe v. Wade was so long ago. and it fought for us, and people have still been trying to freaking keep women down. Like, I should be able to walk into a clinic and say, hi, I don't have a baby right now. Can you please help me? You know, I should be able to walk in a clinic and say, you know, I'm pregnant and my circumstances really make me allow me to have a child right now, and you should be able to help me. I shouldn't have to cry and feel bad and go home and worry that my life might have to completely change because I can't afford a child. I shouldn't have to go through birth or go through carrying a baby just to give it up. You know, I believe in adoption. I strongly believe in adoption, and I commend those women who do it for their children. Not every woman can do it. Not every woman can sit there and go through 9 months of being pregnant, because that is still hindering your life. That is still me having to go to work every day pregnant. That is still me having to go find doctors and pay bills and pay hospital bills and this stuff, you know, to go through an even more emotional state of having to give up my child. Like, I don't think that's, people don't get it. People don't understand that it is very big for a woman to have an abortion. It is very big for a woman to give up a child. Like, women don't do this in vain. No matter what people are making the argument as, oh my God, you know, people just, they would just go get abortion after abortion after abortion after abortion. Like, no one does that. Even the sluttiest hoe on the corner does not do that. Nobody goes and fucks unprotected and just be like, oh, I can have an abortion tomorrow. No, no woman does that, because this is something that we really have to think about. This is our body. This is you sucking something out of our body. This is us being pregnant. This is us feeling something. This is us worrying about missing our period. This is us worrying about, you know, what's going to happen to our child? What's going to happen to me after I have the baby? No one takes abortion lightly. No woman. If you miss your period, you know that you go through something, you think about things, you just go through a state where you're just like, okay, what am I going to do? What's the plan? Because we are naturally nurturing women. We are naturally nurturing people. And the argument that, you know, they'll just go get abortions every 5 minutes. No, it's not possible. This is not the morning after pill. Okay? It's not. This is real life. This is things that women have to go through every time they wake up, every time they go outside, every time they decide they want to have a partner, every time they want to have sex, every time they want to do anything. Like right now, I'm 24, and everything I do is based on how it's going to impact my future. How is it going to impact me when I'm 27? You know, I came to England to study. How is that going to help me become a better person? How is that going to help me get forward in my career? You know, I'm going to have sex. How is that going to impact me tomorrow? It's not a light choice. Women think about everything. And I feel like people seem to doubt us. They seem to think that we are all so bad that, you know, giving us birth control or giving us access to abortion is going to, I guess, make us less likely to have children or make us more powerful or something. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what to say, because it just makes me really sad that right now I'm thinking about when I have to go home and how much I have to pay to get my IUD, because I'm probably not going to be covered under my job, or I'm too young or something, you know? Like, this is what I have to worry about. I have to worry about, oh, I got an IUD, but, you know, how much money, the $500 I have to pay just to get it out? And it's sickening. It's sickening to be in a place where, you know, I'm allowed to get these things, but then to go home to supposedly the most powerful country in the world, and I can't even get a basic right. I can't even get birth control. I can't even walk into a clinic or, you know, sign up for a clinic or sign up for an appointment like I do in England and go get tested without wondering about, do I have to use insurance? Do I have to, you know, how am I going to cover that? How am I going to do this, that, and the third? It just sucks that this is what women have to do. But I commend the people who are fighting for women. I am disappointed in women like Tommy Lahren, who don't even really get it as a woman. Like, I've joined the argument because I've gotten older, and I've realized what we need to do. I've realized certain things. I've realized how the world works and how my body works. And it's very unfortunate that sexual education in the United States is looked down upon, because there's things that I'm asking myself at 24 years old that I should have known since I was 16, that I should have been informed about before I wanted to have sex, or before I had sex, or before my friends had sex. You know, there's certain things I should have known before. And because they don't want to teach us, this is where people make mistakes. This is how people end up getting pregnant. There's so many methods to avoid pregnancy. There's so many ways that you can track your period to know the exact window of when you can get pregnant. I didn't know in my whole life, I did not know that you can only get pregnant about the whole, I think, from 10 to 24 hours. There's only a short window of when it can actually happen. However, I didn't even know that for about 2 days before or 2 days after your actual window of being able to get pregnant, the sperm could still be in you. Sex and the sperm will be in there and just chill until whenever the egg comes down. And that is how many people get pregnant, not just being by having sex on ovulation day. This is things that young people need to know. This is things that we should be teaching people when you learn about your period. To be honest, no one even taught me about my period. It kind of happened and I figured it out. But nobody teaches people about this. And if we teach people, it's not about making abortion legal. It's not about making contraception legal. It's about the educational part of it. To be able to tell, if you tell a 13-year-old how her period actually works, why she has a period in the first place, how having a period links to sexual health and links to the choices she will make as when she gets older, that will be more beneficial than just being like, oh, you know, here's some pads, here's a tampon. It's more beneficial to just say, you have your period because every month an egg is released from your ovary. Right now, you're 13, so your body is now getting into the phase of being fertile. Doesn't mean that you're fully fertile. It just means that for your life as a grown adult. I don't believe that teaching people about sex and about abortion and about ovulation and about your period is going to make people want to have sex. People want to have sex anyway. 15-year-olds will want to have sex. I think I was curious about sex since I was actually a child. I think I was about 8 or 9. And you watch things on TV, you watch movies, and you see people kiss, and you see people do things, you're just like wondering what it is. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a whore or a child who's going to be a whore later. It makes you curious because that is the nature of life. And I officially started being interested in boys and sexual things and, you know, all these things around us in high school. Most girls get their first crush in middle school. Most girls get their first deeper crush in high school. Many people have sex when they're 16. It's not because it's how the world puts it out there. It's because at 16, your hormones are raging. They're raging. I actually was a good child. I didn't really care for it. I had sex when I was about 19. So that was just me. But luckily for me, I was informed about it before I did it. I was able to ask people. I was able to get information before I chose what I wanted to do. And I made an informed decision. And I feel like that's what we need to do for our young women. Teach young women that this is how your body works. This is how sex happens. This is how you get pregnant. This is how you avoid it. This is how you track your period. This is what your body does. This is what an egg does. This is what happens when an egg is sitting in your vagina and rolling down your fallopian tube. This is what a fallopian tube is. Like, if you teach people about this stuff, there will be less need for abortions. If you offer birth control methods, if you offer safe ways to get information, the need for abortion will go down. Free, the need for abortion, it will go down. if sexual health clinics are funded and put up, and I don't mean Planned Parenthood, because Planned Parenthood is fucking thieving. Their prices are way too high. It should be free for everyone, regardless of insurance, regardless of what you do, regardless of where you come from. If you walk into a clinic, you should be able to get care. The sexual consent level for people, for women and men, is age 15 in Denmark. And Denmark has the lowest rate of rape. They have the lowest rate of teenage pregnancy. Because when you turn 15, I'm pretty sure you're educated about what happens, how it happens, where it happens, what to do, and how to act in the situation. You need to tell people how to approach sex and not just say, don't do it. Because it's not realistic. They're going to do it anyway. I'm pretty sure everyone can agree with that. So don't shelter your children. The sheltered children are the ones who go out and do bullshit in an uninformed way, and they end up in hot fucking water. It was better if you educate your child, educate your everyone, boys and girls, educate everyone on how STDs work, how things work, and this will lower the rate of teenage pregnancy. This will lower the rate of needing abortions. This will lower the rate of people with HIV and STDs. It will. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm a strong advocate for educational sexual health, not only abortion. If a girl gets pregnant and chooses to have an abortion, she should have a safe place to go. She shouldn't have to go stick a hanger up her badge. She shouldn't have to go and run away to another state or run away to another country to get this done. It should be able to be done in a safe environment where she doesn't have to worry about, you know, dying. It should be done in an environment where she can get help after. She can go talk to certain people or talk to the doctor about what to do, how to deal with this. She should be able to walk into a clinic and say, you know, I'm thinking about having an abortion. You know, can you help me? Can you tell me some information about what it's done? Can you tell me about certain things, you know? It shouldn't just be, you know, you're a whore. Don't do it. You're killing a child. You're murdering. Like, no, it's not. It's not. If you offer those services, the rate of people killing their children and leaving them in dumpsters and dropping them in bags and doing whatever stuff like this will go down, because those girls don't know any better, because there's no way for them to go. There's a teenager who got arrested a couple weeks ago for dropping her baby in a garbage or something and texting the boyfriend and saying, you know, it's taken care of. That is not how it should go. She should have a safe place before she got pregnant, during her pregnancy, before 24 weeks, to be able to go and say, you know, I am young, I'm 18 or 16 or 15, and I need help to do this because I don't think I can have a baby right now. So I think I'm going to conclude my rant because I'm getting a little emotional. It really baffles me how people would sit there and tell this girl that she's so wrong, she's so demonic, she's going to jail. But, you know, you never put anything out there to kind of help her. You did not give her any resources to do anything better than what she had done. So please, you cannot blame these children for doing certain things. And yes, it's wrong. But it's also, you can't say it's wrong if you're not doing anything to help the situation. So that's what I'm going to say about that. I have no idea what I'm going to do in episode 3. I don't know what I'm going to talk about in episode 3. This is just some things that I need to get off my mind. This is not necessarily even a blog or a podcast for, you know, to reach anyone. This is just me saying what I want to say because I feel like I need to get it out of my brain. I feel like I need to be heard in the midst of all these people who spew this bullshit about so many freaking topics, about women, about politics, about Donald Trump, about America. Like, America is great, but it can be greater if we had the basic necessities that smaller countries like Finland and Norway and Africa and all these places have. So until next time, I hope you enjoyed what I had to say.